Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, now is the time to be planning and planting those trees if you want them out and about and growing this summer. A few expert words of advice from our ISU Extension horticulturalists make up the Yard and Garden column for this week on planting and caring for trees. There are millions of trees planted in Iowa every year. The ideal time to plant tree seedlings in Iowa is between late March and mid-May. Obviously, depending on the weather, if you have time to hit that window yet this year and are wondering how to care for those trees, or if you have recently planted trees in the month of April, maybe around the celebration of Arbor Day in late April, and you're wondering how to take care of those trees so they can continue to grow and provide shade, beauty, and so much more in your yard for the next many, many years to come. First of all, if you are planning to plant a tree or have recently planted a tree and are wondering how often you should water it, the question is, how can you keep the root ball moist for several weeks after planting? Remember, first of all, that the only root system that plant has is the root ball that came in the pot or in the bald and burlapped area. Watering around or outside of that area will not provide moisture to the tree in the early weeks after planting, and that small root area will dry out very quickly. Water newly planted trees every day for 6 or 7 days, and then you can gradually start reducing the frequency of watering. When you are watering a tree, you want to slowly apply water to the root ball and surrounding soil. A thorough watering every 7 to 10 days in dry weather should be sufficient once you get about 4 to 6 weeks out after planting. Continue this watering schedule through summer and into fall. Again, this is anytime there is dry weather, so those trees should be getting moisture about every 7 to 10 days, whether that is a naturally occurring rainfall event. If you do have heavy rainfall, obviously you don't need to be out standing in the rain watering your trees. But if it's just a light mist, just remember that maybe that moisture won't have gotten all the way down into the ground from a light rain event. Continue watering through summer into fall. Keep in mind that these small newly planted trees usually will require watering for 1 or 2 complete growing seasons, and it may be necessary to periodically water larger trees for 2 or up to 3 years after planting. As for other care, we have folks asking us if newly planted trees should be fertilized. In general, it is not necessary to fertilize newly planted trees. Most Iowa soils provide plenty of nutrients during the establishment of trees. If trees are growing poorly 2 or 3 years after planting, fertilization may be beneficial. Poorly growing trees might exhibit such symptoms as sparse foliage, yellow-green leaves, or short annual twig growth. However, if you have questions, you may want to have the tree diagnosed before going ahead and fertilizing, as yellowing of leaves can also be a sign of overwatering in trees. In other care after planting, trees utilize sugars and other carbohydrates manufactured by foliage for plant growth. Therefore, you should limit your pruning of newly planted trees to any corrective pruning. If there are structural defects such as a double header or cross branches, dead branches, all of those can be cut out and removed, but you will want to retain as much of the lower branches and leaf surface as possible to help stabilize the tree. And of course, any leaf surface you can retain provides that very necessary food source for the tree to produce its own nutrients through the photosynthesis process that is happening in the leaves, getting that food down to the root system so the root system can grow and get the tree established. As the tree grows, during the first 5 to 10 years, you can gradually remove the lower limbs so they are up high enough that they're not hitting folks in the head as they walk by or as you go by with the mower. Keep in mind those branches will not move up as the tree gets taller. They will just keep growing out. But they are very necessary, of course, for the early development of the tree to make sure that it has enough food source to get that root system established. Always a question we get about staking newly planted trees. Staking is not required for most newly planted trees. However, if you have a top-heavy tree or have a tree planted in a very windy or exposed site, it may require staking. If staking is necessary, you want to allow the trunk to move or sway a little bit to help develop proper trunk and root support systems, so when the stakes are taken away, the tree is not easily blown over by wind. To prevent damage to the trunk, you want to use strong, wide strips of canvas, rubber, or other soft materials to support the tree. Remove the stakes as soon as possible. In many cases, stakes can be removed after only one growing season, as the tree should have established a strong enough root system at that point that it can stand up on its own in the site it is planted in. So a few tips to keep in mind as we are planting and caring for our new trees this growing season. Also, we are getting up to the middle of May, where it's getting very close to the last normal frost date in the southern part of Iowa here. So any of those tender vegetable or annual crops that you were planning on planting outdoors, it's time to start planning and thinking about getting those in the ground here shortly as the weather cooperates. If you are looking for things to plant or transplant into your yard, just a quick reminder that the Cass County Master Gardener Group is having their annual spring plant sale fundraiser coming up this Saturday, beginning at 8 a.m. in the Cass County Community Center front parking lot. That sale will run from 8 a.m. until the plants are sold out. And folks, I'll tell you, they usually go pretty fast. So get there early for best selection. These are plants that our master gardeners have either started from seed, dug up and divided from their own yards, or found elsewhere from friends, neighbors, and things like that. Always a great selection. Always a well-labeled, reasonably priced plants that should grow well for you. So again, come out and join the Cass County Master Gardeners this coming Saturday morning, the 9th of May, day before Mother's Day. Maybe find something nice for Mother's Day gift as well if you have a gardener you're looking to get a gift for Mother's Day. 8 a.m. till they're sold out, Cass County Community Center parking lot. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.